Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Activate to the Compost podcast. And today we'll be talking about a very interesting topic that actually came to my mind while I was brainstorming a few days ago, while I was checking over goals I've set for myself to achieve in the year 2021. And the thoughts just came to my mind like, Patrick, if this year was the last year you had, if you were told that by December 31st, 2021, you'll be gone, like you'll be dead, how would you live your life differently apart from what you're doing? What are the things you... This is like the question I'm throwing out to everyone now. If I'm meant to live your life in a different way, how would you do it? So a lot of times you have speculations surrounding how people want to live their life differently, how you want to start something but you never start, how you want to like copy what your friends are doing but when you try it out it doesn't work for you, and different thoughts just come to your head and so on and so forth like that. When time you feel like I need to do something, I want to start something but you never start. I think this is practically because when I was thinking about it, I felt like the only thing I'm going to do differently apart from what I'm doing now is to just make sure that I'm surrounded by what I love, I'm doing what I love and people I love. So I don't know if you guys get the point, but it's just like making sure that everything around me make me happy, just like me living my last days in happiness. So, and I think like this is the best way to live everyone's life. If you're not happy about stuff around you, you're not happy about people in your life, you're not happy about what you're doing, then definitely your life is just like as meaningless as anything, because happiness breaks all things and makes it so easy for you to live. Just imagine you not being happy with your job. You have to wake up and the first thing that comes to your head is that, oh, I'm going to this job again. Doesn't really help you in a way to be productive in anything you do. But once you wake up and your job is what you love, you definitely want to try new things, try new ideas, think of new things that you can actually do to improve your workflow and all other things, and it's definitely going to end with happiness and peace of mind. Literally, one of the things that I'm just going to do differently is to make sure that I'm happy with everything I'm doing, I'm happy with people in my life, people around me, and what I see every day. It might just be the songs I listen to. Maybe there's this song that anytime it comes on my playlist, it's going to make me sad. Definitely, it shouldn't be on my playlist. If there is a picture of someone that is on my phone that makes me think about things that doesn't make me happy, then it shouldn't be on my phone. So this is literally just me making sure I'm happy. I'm not feeling any form of regrets for anything being in my life. This is the way I feel like people should also live their life differently. Although I would like to hear from you guys how you would live your life differently if you were told 2021 is your last year alive. I think also you need to take note of what you are doing during the day that actually makes you happy. There was this time I had someone who was so down and didn't even know how to get back. I think it was kind of like moving close to depression, and the guy got out of it himself. And the way he did it was he took a paper and a pen, and he wrote down a long list of things that make him happy. Things like movies, music, blog posts, a lot of things that makes him happy, pictures, you know, people that make him happy, things that he loves that just bring a smile on his face. He made a long list of it, and he made sure that daily in his to-do list there's always like two of those things in his to-do list daily, making sure that at some point, two times in a day at least, if he doesn't, he must be happy two times in a day, which really helped him a lot, because he felt like making sure that even if nothing makes you happy throughout the day, you already have two constant things that is going to make you happy and actually make you see the better value in making sure everything around you is happiness. And this actually helped him get out of depression. So another thing that is very important to actually living your life differently is to make sure that you are being yourself. Being yourself is very, very important. I know a lot of people just like wake up and be like, I want to be like this. It's good to have a role model, but then when you have a role model, not because they want you to become a copycat, it's not because they want you to be, nobody wants to be another Wally Soyinka. Be yourself. George Patrick is your name. Be George Patrick. Create content that are unique to you. Do things that are unique to you, not things that people are already doing. Although it's nice to take along what people are already doing, but trying to refine it in your own good way, but trying to reinvent the wheel is just like too common these days and not unique to each personal person. So instead of thinking of being a copycat, just try to be you. Do what makes you happy most. Do what you truly love. Like it is so good to just like make sure you live in happiness. Do what you love doing. It is not a matter of what people will want to see. Definitely, if it is what you love doing, people would love to see it too. It gets to that point where nature just like takes it off. You don't need to force yourself to do things. You don't need to prep yourself. It's just like somebody that loves recording YouTube videos. When you start, it might be hard for you to actually record. But once you start and you are passionate about it, recording a video won't even take you up to 20 minutes, 30 minutes to prep. Same goes with probably maybe you are into writing poems or writing songs. And when you start out, it's going to be very hard. You might even feel like people won't accept what you're writing. But once your passion grows about that thing, it gets to the level that people, you don't even bother about what people say because you feel like this is the best thing people can actually ask for. And which is a good thing because you truly love it. So it's good to always do something you love, something you are really happy about. Something that just brings you happiness naturally, not something that is forced happiness. So guys, this is like me telling you that if this year is the last year that you're going to use your life, make sure whatever it is you are doing is what you truly love. It is very, very important. Instead of trying to force yourself into doing things that are just common around you, things you think people are already doing and you want to be a part of it, try to be yourself, try to do you. And make yourself happy. I'm very sure if a lot of us know when we are going to die, you know when you are going to leave this earth, a lot of people will be jaded to achieve lots more than they are achieving right now. But because we don't know when we are going, we feel like there's always hope for tomorrow. So that's the reason why I feel like, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. That's the reason why we have procrastination. Because I'm very sure if you know you are dying tomorrow, before now, you'd have prepared so well that your death will not even freak you because you already know the time you're leaving. But because we don't know it, that's the reason why we keep on postponing and be like, okay, I'll do it tomorrow. So guys, I would like to hear from you. Like I said, kindly drop in. You would do differently if you were told 2021 is your last year on earth. That's it for today, guys. If you have not subscribed yet to this podcast, kindly subscribe. And if you have people or friends that you want them to be a part of this community, kindly share with them the link that got you here so that you can also be a part of this community. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you stay happy and make somebody happy. Peace out.